WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly putting everyone else's needs before your own? Like you're a human Swiss Army knife, always being called upon to fix things and make people happy? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This is something we all struggle with at times, but it can seriously mess with our mental well-being. That's why today on the Dopamine Reset Protocol, we're diving headfirst into the world of healthy boundaries, those invisible lines that protect your sanity and happiness in relationships. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your personal force field, keeping you safe from emotional overload, resentment, and yes, even burnout. They allow you to show up as your best self in relationships without constantly feeling drained or obligated. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? Sounds a bit rigid, right? Nope. Boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about honoring yourself and creating space for genuine connection. They're like the secret ingredient to healthy, fulfilling relationships, even with those closest to us. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own boundary superpower. 1. Know your needs. This is the foundation of everything. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand what truly matters to you. What drains your energy? What values are non-negotiable? What kind of treatment makes you feel respected and appreciated? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, whatever works for you, and get clear on those needs. 2. Communication is key. Remember that setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing conversation. Learn to express your needs clearly and calmly, using I statements. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please take turns speaking?" This shifts the focus from blame to understanding. 3. Start small. Don't expect to become a boundary-setting guru overnight. Take baby steps. Maybe it's declining an invitation you don't have energy for, saying no to a favor that feels overwhelming, or simply taking some time for yourself each day. Each small act of self-respect builds momentum and strengthens your resolve. 4. It's okay to say no. This is perhaps the most powerful boundary you can set. Remember, you have the right to protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Saying no doesn't make you selfish. It makes you empowered. 5. Be consistent. The key to effective boundaries is consistency. Don't be afraid to reiterate your needs when they are crossed. This helps others understand where you stand and encourages them to respect your limits. Think about a time you felt overwhelmed in a relationship, maybe by constantly giving advice or being pulled into other people's dramas. You probably felt resentful, exhausted, and maybe even a little taken advantage of. That's a classic sign that boundaries were needed. What if, instead of jumping into problem-solving mode, you had said something like, "I hear what you're going through, but I'm not in the right headspace to offer advice right now. Maybe we could catch up when things are calmer?" That simple shift acknowledges their feelings while prioritizing your own well-being. See? Boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about creating space for healthy, genuine connection. They allow you to show up as your best self in relationships without feeling drained or resentful. Remember, building strong boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep learning. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you build those boundary superpowers and create more fulfilling relationships. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is essential. Healthy boundaries aren't just about saying no. They're about saying yes to yourself, your values, and your happiness. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol. What boundary have you recently set that made a difference? What tips do you have for navigating those tricky conversations? Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, be kind to yourself and never stop striving for that dopamine reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.